Racer.
For the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, we are reviewing the new Netflix animated series. Yes, kids show. By DreamWorks. Fast and the Furious. Spy Racers.
Not really geared or aimed at adults, much to the chagrin of some user reviews on IMDb, were more entertaining than the show.
Here is this user, O-W-0W0, and this person put, as their title, a kid's show, ... 4 out of 10. It's incredibly unrealistic and 100% geared towards children. Such I watched it one. And was constantly triggered by how unrealistic the show is. I mean, it's literal children that drive hypercars and jump cars from boats onto other boats like 100 meters away. It's just crazy unrealistic. But I guess children won't be bothered by that. But I most certainly was...
Capitalized.
Bothered by it as an adult.
An adult should have quotation marks around it right there, but it does not. They were seriously calling themselves an adult, but that's all right, you know?
Yeah, so...
Adults can get triggered by cartoons, apparently.
So, anyway, this show, it's based off of the Fast and the Furious movies, almost as an extension of them, where Vin Diesel's character, Dom... actually has a cousin, and this little cousin, who I'm guessing is 16 or 17.
Yeah, old enough to drive.
Old enough to drive, young enough to be dumb, so that, you know, small age range, where he's invincible, bulletproof, and just wants to drive fast.
Wants to be Dom.
Yeah, wants to be a Toretto, 2.0. You know? Anyway, so he and him and his friends become the new kind of Dom and his crew, you know, like for those who watch the Fast and the Furious movies, you know, the crew that was there and it kind of, expanded it, you know, it waned and waxed, you know, different characters came in, but all of a sudden it was these people from just the streets, you know, I can't remember where they were from, LA or something like that. And all of a sudden they just became everything, you know, and they're the best hackers and they're the best drivers and they're the best mechanics and they're the best fighters and they're the best spies. Literally, they're the best at everything they do.
Yeah, see, I only saw one Fast and Furious movie, and that was the very first one.
Yeah, and the very first one was realistic. And then everything after that was not.
Well, I think a user review might dispute you on that, but... regardless. All right, so as far as it goes, it's a DreamWorks show. I gave it 3.5 scoops for kids. I think most kids can sit down in front of it under certain ages and probably be entertained by it. It's simple in terms of it's fast cars, cool-looking cars.
Lots of action.
Lots of good action scenes.
Yeah. Cool, great sound effects.
Cool techie object or gadgets, all that kind of stuff. And it's DreamWorks. So with DreamWorks, you're getting... really nice looking animation and artwork and backgrounds and all that. However, some reason DreamWorks decided the one area we should skimp a little on the animation is when the characters are talking. We don't need to worry about it syncing up too much with the actual words being said.
Their mouths were not quite very nice.
Yeah.
I agree. The cars looked great.
The
driving looked great. The
cars
looked
fantastic.
The explosions, you know, the explosions looked great. It was like we were in a Michael Bay movie.
True enough.
You know?
That stuff was good.
And then the characters were overall pretty good, except for their faces and the way that their mouths moved.
Yep. Which is weird, because when you think back, DreamWorks is behind Trollhunters. Fantastic. Fantastic show.
Yeah, or Shrek.
I'm just thinking of like some of the stuff that we reviewed, the animated
Shrek
shows.
Shrek was what, 2003? 2001?
Before then.
Shrek was that long ago that, I mean, I remember a VHS copy of Shrek where it was green. The whole VHS copy was green. So that's how old Shrek is. And yet the way the mouths moved on Shrek, another DreamWorks animation, was better than the way the mouths moved today.
Yeah, it was just an odd choice. It's like, if anywhere that you should have skimped, skimp on the backgrounds a little bit.
Yeah.
On the background artwork. It didn't have to be so detailed. But it was just kind of, and it was enough that as somebody watching a show, because we have to, because we chose to review it, I was like, oh, it's really bugging me. If it was something that I was actually interested in, it would probably, because it takes you out of it a little bit, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, I get that.
But, I mean, in terms of, like, for a kid show.
Yeah, totally fine.
Yeah, in that regard, I mean, a kid's not going to watch it and care about that. They're going to, it's the cool cars, cool gadgets.
Honestly,
I gave it 2 cups of coffee.
I saw someone on IMDb, they referenced that it was like Hot Wheels and Fast and Furious. And it is. Yeah. Imagine a kid, a little kid with a Hot Wheels car, right? And just takes it off the ramp, and it keeps going. You know, it goes over the ramp and over the couch, and it lands on someone's head, and it goes off their head and onto their shoulders and onto something else, and it runs along the wall. You know what I mean? It's just, it's like pure imagination. And that's what this show is. I mean, this show, you have cars that use grappling hooks.
Mm-hmm.
They use rockets.
Yep.
They don't shoot guns.
No,
they shoot paintball guns. So they're still guns. But yeah, so they shoot paintballs. You don't see blood. It's like Fast and the Furious movies, how they were in the later ones, where there's lots of killing and action, but they just took away the killing. There are definitely some spots where people fall from motorcycles or cars onto the streets and like do the whole tumble thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, that is death. But in cartoons, it's not. So yeah, the show follows Dom's little cousin and his crew, and I thought it was great for kids. It's like you said, a 3.5 or 4. I think for any kid who likes cars,
yeah, it's a pretty simple one. For
any adults that like the Fast and the Furious movies, and you have a little kid, watch it with them. Why not? You know,
yeah.
Vin Diesel.
Not a cameo. Lot of jokes for, you know, they don't have like the clever writing where you get a lot of, you know, some fun jokes in there.
There were a few jokes, but they were kind of the just some easier jokes, but not a ton of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Not really any humor to it, but
I mean, honestly, the joke that made me laugh the most in the first episode was this guy just exclaiming about tacos, you know?
Yeah.
Tacos! My tacos! And you get a reprise from it, and the reprise got me.
Yeah.
The second tacos is what got me. And so there are some good jokes. The voice acting I thought was decent to great.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. Nothing took you out of it. I thought they did a good job. There's some odd voices, but yeah, they're kids and they're characters. And I thought for adults, I gave it a 2.5. It's something that is just kind of a straight line beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just simple.
If you got a kid that really loves cars,
you can watch it. It's not going to take you out of it. You'll be like, okay, that was fun. Or you'll be like, well, that was all right.
Yeah. It could be, I mean, there's certainly worse things out there to sit down and watch with your kid. And if you have a kid that really is into cars and really likes them and wants you to watch the show with them, you're not going to be traumatized having to watch it with them.
Or spies.
You know, some people might even like
it. This is one of those shows like, you know,
Spy Racers.
Like,
this is true.
I know. So this is like Carmen Sandiego, or it's like Voltron. It's all these shows where you have these teenagers who all of a sudden have to like be like super crazy cool. And it's a fun show for middle schoolers or like fourth, fifth graders to watch, because there's just unattainable potential.
So help me out here. Cause you, have you seen more than the first Fast and the Furious movie? Have you seen some of the others?
I think I've seen like 4 or 5.
Okay. So in the show, the kids are doing all the street racing, you know, the illegal street racing thing, but they're spying on these criminals for the government. So they're really kind of the good guys going undercover.
Exactly.
Was that something within the Fast and Furious movies?
Okay.
Because I don't remember that from the first one.
First Fast and the Furious movie, it was about stopping the street racers, right? Stopping the illegal street racers.
That's right. Because Paul Walker's character.
Yeah.
He was like
undercover cop.
Okay.
But then in the second one, he turns into one of the racers.
He gets point-breaked.
Yeah. He gets point-breaked. And full point-breaked. And then I think in the next ones, here's what happens. You have them go full on this, but then they also go good guys and they try to beat out other like Mexican drug dealers. But then they steal a safe of money somewhere in South America, maybe Mexico, I can't remember. And then that's when The Rock comes into play. But then The Rock finds him in the next movie and says that they need to come help him find this like other bad guy in another country. So they go to Europe or something, or Dubai or wherever. And then they get that bad guy. But then in the next movie, that bad guy's brother comes after them. And that bad guy's brother is Jason Statham.
Oh.
And then they catch Jason Statham. In the next movie, I have no idea. I haven't seen these. I've just from previews. Then Vin Diesel. Uh-oh, he goes off the radar. And uh-oh, oh. You know who's going to help him out? Jason Statham, the guy oh. who killed one of their people okay. and also went after them. But now Jason Statham and The Rock and all them are going together. And then in the next movie, it's just Jason Statham and The Rock. They're like, you know what? We're going to keep these guys, the rest of you, out of here. We're going to make a new movie, and it's called Hobbs and Shaw, and we're going to have it be as ridiculous as possible, and people are going to love it. That's my synopsis of what I know from the Fast and the Furious movies, having only seen, I think, the first four.
You know what? I'm going to say this. Thank you, because now I don't have to watch any of them.
Yeah, I think you're fine. You can just watch the trailers to them, and you'll get almost the whole movie.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Like, uh-oh, this person's undercover now. I wonder in the end what's going to happen. They're going to flip. Uh-oh, this person's in danger. Yeah, we're going to save him. Oh, no. Can The Rock hold a helicopter with his bare arms? Of course he can. He's The Rock.
Sure.
He's Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
He's basically a superhero.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and the bad guy in that one is, oh, shoot, what's his name? He's off of the BBC show Luther.
Oh, yeah, Idris Elba.
Yeah, Idris Elba, who in that he says, I'm Black Superman,
yeah.
where he's like they inject him with stuff. So he's probably like a genetic superpower. So he is a superhero in that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's interesting. I never saw it. I heard from the yeah. people who like the Fast and the Furious movies. They loved it.
Yeah.
So I think that's this. If you loved the Fast and the Furious movies because they just kept getting more ridiculous and over the top, you're probably going to like watching this with your kids because it is over the top. It is ridiculous. And
sure.
what better place to have ridiculous, over the top, unimaginable, like unrealistic things than in an animated show? That's sure. where that stuff belongs.
It's good for kids. I probably would do chores if my kid was wanting to watch it. I'd find something else to do most likely. Looks nice though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
DreamWorks always looks nice.
That's about it. So DreamWorks, other than
on Netflix, yeah, by the way, other than in case we didn't say that earlier.
Netflix, other than the way they did the mouths Ugh. And the speaking, yes. it was a good show. Kids will like it. Adults will like it or Maybe. Survive it.
I don't know.
And that's
you get
about
triggered
it.
By it, which if you get triggered by it, hey, trigger warning. There you go. We
give you a trigger warning. This is for kids.
Some people get triggered at how unrealistic
also
this
trigger,
animated
yeah,
show
also
is.
Also trigger warning. They're going to be racing cars and doing stuff that cars won't do, and they're not going to sustain
Here's
injuries.
Here's another trigger warning, okay? Looney Tunes is not a representation of how animals actually act, so just so you know, True. Not the most realistic animal show.
Also, they never blow a tire. Just
it's true.
Ever. In any of these movies where they're racing cars or taking them off jumps or stuff like that, even Dukes of Hazzard, did they ever actually blow a tire?
Not that I know of.
No, they have the best tires
Kit
in these
didn't,
shows.
But Kit... And Knight Rider was a different type of car.
Oh.
So he was special. His tires were special because his whole car was special.
Yep.
He was cool.
That'd be a cool movie if they redid that.
They tried to reboot.
I know,
show,
but if they actually,
and it was
not a show.
Tremendously
I know.
Bad,
not reboot it as a show. Just do it as a movie. Just one movie.
Maybe. It depends on who's helming it and who's directing, writing. I mean, I guess you could throw the Hoff in there. I'm not sure.
I think when you force the Hoff into it, you're just trying to say, okay, we're going to force him into this. I think you just leave him out.
I think you do with it like you did with the A-Team movie, where, the A-Team movie,
mm-hmm.
as somebody who grew up watching the A-Team show, I love the A-Team.
Yeah.
And I thought the movie was great. And it had none of the people that were in the original
A-Team.
Exactly.
So I think you just got to do that.
Yeah.
Go that route.
Get a decent actor that has sort of that tall... kind of somewhat Bondish womanizing type of personality.
So just
to
Idris
it.
Elba.
Maybe.
We were just talking about
well,
him.
Well, he would be good. He would be. I would watch him in a
Idris
Knight Rider
Elba
movie.
Could be the driver and the voice.
Oh,
he's
that
just
would be
talking
nice.
To. He's just talking to himself,
right? some basic modulation on his voice.
I would
voice
still and, watch it
oh, yeah.
because I love his voice, but that would be funny.
Well, he's a good actor, too. So
okay, so anyway, that's the show. The show is Spy Racers, Fast and the Furious on Netflix. Watch it or don't watch it. You have our ratings, our reviews. As always, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Jason. We got you back. All right. If you want to get in touch with us, there are a number of ways you can do it. You can hit us up on Twitter at @_PGPod. It's our new Twitter account. On Instagram at Parental Guidance Podcast. All together, lowercase, no spaces or anything like that. Or you can email us at pgpconnection@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you and to many more episodes. Remember, we got you back. The Parental Guidance Podcast is a creation of Silver Badger Productions. If you would like more information, go to www.silverbadgerproductions.com or on Twitter at @SilverBadgerPro.